A church is a church is a church, right? Well, now a think tank seems to qualify too. The Family Research Council is a conservative think tank. It's led by Tony Perkins. It was founded in the early 80s and has long opposed abortion and same-sex marriage. And now, at least in the eyes of the IRS, it is a church. And it's just the latest group on the political right to earn that tax status. To explain the implications of this, let's talk to Andrea Suazo. She broke the story for ProPublica. Hi, Andrea.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. So the Family Research Council is active on political issues, opposing same-sex marriage, opposing abortion. How did it make its case to the IRS that it's a church?
So according to the Family Research Council's website, they are a nonprofit research and educational organization. They've been a nonprofit for several decades. However, in 2020, they applied to the IRS to get a status change to an association of churches, saying that their religious organization, Tony Perkins, is an ordained minister in the Southern Baptist Church, that several other of their leaders are also ordained ministers, and that they have this network of partner churches to whom they disseminate information, for whom they put on events. And so they sort of made this argument that they fit about 11 of the 14 bullet points that the IRS uses to determine what is a church.
And what are the benefits to the Family Research Council for getting this tax designation as an association of churches?
A nonprofit, more generally, which they have been, has a number of tax benefits. Churches are automatically in that category, but they additionally do not file the financial disclosures that all other charities are required to file, commonly referred to as the Form 990, and it tells you what salaries they're paying top employees, who their board members are, what independent contractors they're paying, what their top line financials are, and churches do not have to do that.
Oh, okay. And so what is the upshot of this? It is now going to be less transparent in future tax years for persons who are religious church organization watchdogs. What do they worry about now that we're going to get a lot less information out of this group?
The folks I spoke to did have some concerns about this loss of information. You know, they can continue to file their Form 990, but they don't necessarily have to because of their status. There are some protections that church-like organizations get. They can sort of make the case for exemptions to hiring discrimination laws kind of based on church status. And I think there are some concerns about organizations applying for the status change for these benefits without necessarily actually resembling what one might think of as a church.
Yeah, what did you learn about the Family Research Council? Does it say hold worship services?
So one of the questions on their application is specifically about worship services, and they do say that they hold regular services that are attended by an average of more than 65 people. They also sort of make clear that these services are kind of focused towards their employees. I did call the organization and ask about church services, and the person who answered was told me that the organization does not have church services.
Yeah, it certainly appears to be a little fishy. But you report that this is not an isolated incident for these conservative church-related cultural groups. Have other organizations done the same thing?
I found a wave of organizations that did appear to be doing this. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association switched in kind of the mid-2010s. Focus on the Family, which is based in Colorado, switched in 2016. Liberty Council, which is a legal nonprofit, switched in 2018. These are specifically religious organizations. They are Christian organizations, but they also are doing things that don't necessarily resemble what you would think of a church typically doing. They're doing lawsuits and they are issuing policy papers. They're doing a lot of advocacy. Family Research Council did not comment for me on this story, but Focus on the Family and Liberty Council both did and told me that they had always been operating as a church, and so this just reflected that status. And Focus on the Family said they just really wanted to protect their donor information.
So is anyone concerned about this? I mean, these are for tax purposes, church organizations, but kind of on their face, they don't appear to be your garden variety neighborhood church. Who's worried about this?
Some of the experts I spoke to certainly had concerns about this and concerns about the IRS's ability to kind of regulate this. In response to the story, I have recently learned that a group of congresspeople are sending a letter to the IRS asking them to look at the Family Research Council's status and asking if there is any additional regulatory guidance that the IRS needs in order to adequately reinforce the rules surrounding nonprofits and churches. Mm.
That's Andrea Suazo, reporter with ProPublica. Andrea, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you very much.